another sidebar. Swear to God, this is my last one.
We're never getting out of this episode. We're just going to be here forever. We're going to do 10 episodes within this episode.
This is our life
now. I want to sidebar your sidebar. Hang on, hang on. I realized the other day while I was doing my programming.
Oh, God, you're serious.
Oh boy, it's the Doomed to Fail podcast. That's our classic catchphrase in its second week of revival. Oh boy. My name is Tim Dobbs, and with me, as ever, through the internet, she's lucky at cards and lucky
Hello.
At love.
It's they call Catherine me the Kogert. Queen of Hearts. Wink!
I could just it's see you wearing here, cowboy boots right now. Hey, darling. As regular listeners of this show know, we tumble and twist and turn like so many
U.S. men's gymnastics competitors. Did you know you nine times out of ten say tumble and twist and turn? Okay.
I don't think so. I was going to say toboggan, actually, but you know, I really like
Refer
teal
back to episode 1, 2, or 3, I think.
Yeah. and possibly every episode after that, I'm not sure. Hey, we have a lot of series, and we go through the series until we get to a series. We're like, this series that we're talking about this week, that's TH alliteration, sort of. Assonance? I don't know. I'm going to go study a poetry book while we hear the drop for Happy Hour.
I can't walk straight, the whole world is tasting sour. I just want a deep bait. It's that time, it's happy hour.
Hey, Catherine.
Hey, Tim.
What is the happy hour drink we will be discussing this week?
We're going to talk about cider. And it's going to be
cider.
Delicious. Yeah.
Well, it is fall.
Do you have a cider? Are you drinking a cider? Or is that beer you're drinking?
I'm actually drinking a beer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll pretend it's cider. That's yeah. Okay. This is actually quite well-timed because can we call them friends over at the How to Do Everything podcast? Can
we make
that
jump? Yeah. What? Let's say it until it's true. How about that? I told you, listeners, refer to How to Do Everything episode that is included in the notes for this episode, but I was on it very briefly because I made gin from a recipe of theirs. Partially for something we're going to do for this show eventually. And I talked to them for like 5 minutes, and they are so funny and quick. It was really frustrating. Because I just always assumed it was edited that way. Because that's how we do it. But no, it was just, they were so on top of it.
That explains why our podcast isn't as funny and quick as we'd like it to be.
yeah. Because we're not funny or quick. Oh well. This has been Down with Doom to Fail.
Anyhow. The reason I bring up the How to Do Everything podcast is I believe the episode they did this week was about the cider revolution, which is not a war, and in fact, an influx of new ciders being made.
Yeah, so I hadn't heard of this because my finger is far from the pulse of the community, but is this
Certainly
something you've heard of?
The cider community. No, I hadn't heard of it, but I had noticed that Schultzy's, which is a local sort of hot dog place, or it's like a local German place, so there's a lot of hot dogs and schnitzels.
So Pacific Northwest up there.
You know what? John Roderick used to eat there.
Okay, can we? I want to rewind the past like 10 minutes of this episode.
Nope.
There's been these are the hallmarks of Doomed to Fail. It's been sort of passive aggression and references to things that we both consume. Like, that's it. Just like in niche media. Not like, you know, on Friends, but just like this thing that like 200,000 other people in the country know of and no one else.
Not even like Arrested Development, which is somewhat niche, but not really.
Yeah. No, it's just podcasts. That's all we... Okay.
It's pretty great.
All right, let's just keep moving. Let's just keep moving.
Oh, so Schultzy's has, like, a lot of new ciders, like, just this fall. Like, they went from 2 different ciders to, like, 8 or 9. that they will have regularly.
Wow, that's a lot.
Like,
a lot. I wouldn't have guessed there were that many kinds of cider, to be honest.
And if somebody's going to have their finger on the pulse of the cider industry, it'll be those guys.
That makes sense, I guess. Do hot dogs and cider go together?
Yeah, they taste great together. Oh, man.
All right, I'm in. Next time I'm in Seattle, I will be sure to have some hot dogs and cider.
And the other prequel that I have to this episode, not prequel.
We are never going to get to the meat of this thing.
Preface, that's what I'm trying to say. The other preface
I have. Aperitif.
The other aperitif I have to this episode is I want to give a shout out to Ronell, who works at the Safeway here in the U District and gave me the idea to do this episode. Thanks, Ronell.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Okay, now let's do the episode.
Okay, on to the meat of this episode. The first thing we always talk about is, how do you make this stuff? Why is it different than all the other ridiculous number of things you can get at a bar?
Well, step one is, if you don't know how all these other things are made, please refer to any of the other podcasts in the happy hour, specifically beer. We did a really good job of outlining how beer is made, and that's kind of the base process that we're looking at here.
Yeah, but I put this in the sort of the beer family of drinks, right? Just because it's low alcohol and made from, I don't know, let's go with that. It's low alcohol.
It's low alcohol. It's not distilled, I think, is your point.
Is my point.
Okay.
And also, it's not wine, I guess, is the other thing. I think it's that classic, you know, really where I'm going back to with this whole thing is in health class in, like, my senior year of high school, you know, they show you the different sizes of drinks and they say a standard drink is 12 ounces of beer, 5 ounces of wine, or 1 ounce of hard liquor. And from then on, my entire conceptualization of alcohol was split into those three categories.
Yeah, no, I think that's very common for people.
Huh.
I mean, that's how grocery stores are organized.
That's true.
And liquor stores.
Hmm.
Anyhow.
Okay, so I'm onto something.
You are onto something. Now, beer is made with barley, sometimes wheat or sorghum, but mostly barley.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of barley for cider, we're just going to use apples that have been scratted, which sounds like a made-up word.
I really like in all this fermentation stuff, they just have to have their own words. scratted, put it in a mash tun.
And each, like, industry needs to have its own, like, flavor index of, like, different types of flavors, and it's more this or more that. And, like, they all have to have their own words for it.
You know, this is a real engineering concept, believe it or not, I think. Because it's just working words. It's, you start doing something, you don't know what you're doing, you don't really have a plan, you kind of have an end product in mind. You're like, we need this thing. And then you just kind of fiddle and find the parts in the middle, and as you go, you just need a thing, you need a way to refer to that, so you start calling whatever comes to your mind, and then it sticks. And before you know it, you're scratting the apples.
Exactly. No, that's totally how it is. Anyhow, so what is scratting? We've been talking about it. And scratting is actually when you take apples and you just mill them into, like, an apple-y sludge.
Yum.
So I imagine it's kind of like applesauce a little bit, maybe?
Yeah, I would buy that. I was reading a little bit about the production technique, and it kind of sounds like it comes out kind of like a cake, almost. Like, it's not as saucy as applesauce.
They probably, like, filter it too, like they squish it down to get out all the water, or most.
Well, yeah, but that's what you are going to make the cider out of, actually. So you scrat it down, and then you layer it into this sort of cake layer, and then apparently they do a number of layers of that. They just kind of keep they make some of the sludge, and then on top of that they put down, traditionally, I guess it was straw. Or also they put down, like, cheesecloth or whatever. And then they do another layer, and they do that to, like, 10 layers. And then they just push real hard.
Huh.
Yeah, and then the juice comes out, and the juice is what
cider?
You usually make. Yeah.
Cool.
Well, I mean, it is cider. Because apple juice that, like, you know, whatever kids drink, is that's filtered cider.
I gotcha. Interesting. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. This is more complicated than I thought.
Not much more complicated. I mean, that's kind of the big gist of it. You know, there's little details, of course.
You know when you say, like, that's what apple juice is filtered cider? that mm-hmm. reminds me of Apple, for example, like Apple Crayon or Apple. You know how they start mixing all these different juices and there's all these permutations now?
Oh, yeah, because the R&D folks at Welch's have to do something.
Yes, exactly. They will do this with cider, too. So they'll mill in some cherries or some grapes or raspberries or something like that as well to sort of give it a more fruity flavor. So, fun fact. Or pear is another big one.
Yeah, pear. Apparently that's called Perry. Did you see that?
Well, if you just do pear, then it's Perry. But if it's, like, mostly... You can also, like, mix in a couple of pears in your scratted apples. You get me?
That sounds good. Nice touch.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, it is good. And then the other major difference between this process and beer is that there's a lot longer fermentation periods.
Yeah. 3 months? That's a really long time.
Like a long time.
I don't remember exactly how long beer ferments, but my experience with fuel ethanol, which, you know, is about the same concentration after it comes out of the fermentation, is like 24 to 48 hours.
Yes.
Not 3 months.
That's about right for beer, too. That's how beer works as well. Yeah, 3 months. I think they don't add yeast, though, is the thing.
Oh, they have to.
I think...
Because that's how it turns from sugar to alcohol.
Well, you can also have bacteria that ferment.
Are there fermenting bacteria? We're getting a little...
I'm positive that there are fermenting bacteria.
But do they ferment to alcohol?
I believe so, yeah. Because I know you can do it to make ethanol. That's one of the other bugs they were looking at, other than yeast. Huh. It's not...
Yeah, no, you're right, you're right. They do that. But yeast is a traditional... has to be. I want to get to the bottom of this.
Okay.
I mean, fermentation... they mentioned yeast in the Wikipedia article, anyway.
Okay, so maybe they do use yeast.
Yeah. Okay, so I guess I'm not 100% positive, but I think they do use yeast, like in most fermentations. It's just a easier thing to use. And I mean, generally in fermentation, a bacteria is a bad thing because it will convert to acetic acid or something else that tastes nasty.
Really bad for you, too. Okay.
Acetic acid? That can't be right.
I don't know what I'm talking about either. We should move on.
Acetic acid is vinegar. It's okay.
You're right. And I realized that when you were like, what, Catherine, what are you talking about?
And then we looped it around and moved on.
And then we never spoke of it again.
Ah, boy. So, yeah, 3 months, right? Long freaking time.
Yes, and then you mature it for 3 years or up to. But still, 3 years!
I guess, do you mature it in like a barrel or something?
In a vat.
In a vat. I wonder what it's up to when it's doing that.
I don't know. Complicated organic things.
Hmm.
You know organics.
Oh, God. Oh, those things. Okay, yeah, but it's not always 3 years. They can do short. Because so what I picture about cider, going like the traditional thing I'm thinking of is you drink your cider around the holidays because your harvest was in the fall and you fermented it your 3 months up to the winter. And then you have it at New Year's or something, right?
Okay, sure.
So, that's I don't know that they always do it that way.
Oh, no, I don't think you have to, but I mean, you can mature it.
Oh, and I think the other reason, and this kind of fits in with, I always associate cider with, like, Northern Europe and the frozen wilds up there, is that it ferments at a much colder temperature. And so maybe that's also why it takes a longer time, is because everything moves slower when it's colder.
Yeah.
You know, like me in February. Brr. That's why I live in California now.
We'll meet up in Portland someday.
Someday. We're inching closer. All right. You move to Vancouver, Washington. I'll move to Redding, California in 5 years.
That then sounds
10 years,
horrible for both of us.
Mm-hmm.
You just move to the north end of San Francisco, and I'll just move to the south end of Seattle.
Yeah, all right.
Baby steps.
Oh, I don't want to live up there.
You don't want to live in Portland?
No, I don't want to live in the marina.
I don't want to live there either.
In Portland or the marina?
I can go like a mile or two south. I think that's as far south as I'm willing to go.
I mean, the North Bay is nice. I could live in like Sausalito, I guess.
Okay. Nice. Yeah. I can do that.
Okay, you have to you have to give me a stipend to afford a house there, though.
Get a job.
No, no.
Okay, don't get a job. You're happy.
We're back on the Doom to Fail podcast. We've taken a moment, taken a deep breath, refocused, to talk about why cider is like wine.
Because cider, like wine, is really, really close to its feedstock. Like, not a lot happens between feedstock and drink.
Hmm.
So the cider or wine depends a lot on the region and how the soil is, what the weather's like, blah, 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 blah. What type of apples / grapes are you using? You know what I'm saying, right, Tim?
Yes. Apples are like big grapes, and they both taste delicious, fermented or not fermented.
So, there are two major different types of apples that we have to know here. There's
right.
culinary apples and cider apples. So you make culinary apples by grafting. You can't actually grow a culinary apple straight from a seed. You have to graft it, which means you take a little stem and you grow it out of that.
Grafting is totally crazy to me. It's just like, my understanding of the process is, yeah, you cut off like a portion of a branch or a seed or whatever and just sort of stick it onto another tree and it'll just start growing on the other tree.
I love that.
It's so crazy.
I adore that.
So You can't make a culinary apple by just growing it? What if
no.
I had, like, a Braeburn seed? Like,
no.
a seed from a Braeburn apple?
Because apparently there's a lot of mutations, like, generation to generation. So it's a totally different breed.
Huh.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Everything's so weird.
Everything is so weird.
So that's a culinary apple, but can a cider apple, then, you can grow from a seed?
Yes.
Hmm.
Yes, they're... Usually, if you grow it from a seed, it's going to be more sour, because it's more of a wild sort of crab apple.
Oh.
And they're usually much too sour to eat, and they come in four different categories. So
getting pretty deep in the stack here.
Here we are. I'm cutting that out. Here we are. Sweets, which are low in tannins and acidity, and obviously quite sweet. Sharps, which have high acidity and low tannins. Bittersweets, which have low acidity.
Which are like a long goodbye.
No, actually. They have low acidity and high tannin, so you can guess that tannin makes things bitter. And bitter
yeah.
sharps, which have high acidity and high tannin. Boom.
Nailed it. Which of those four would you most like to eat? If you had to eat.
Sharps.
See, I think bitter sharps. I think just like, all out, pedal to the metal.
Well, you like IPAs, don't you?
Yeah, they're pretty good.
There it is, right there. I hate them.
Also, Bitter Sharps sounds like the title of a jazz fusion composition for tenor sax. And that's where you added in a squealing saxophone.
Okay.
Okay, so then are ciders grown... If it was wine, you'd say it's a varietal. If it was just one of these types, when you make a cider, do you just use sweets? You say it's a sweet cider, it's a bitter sweet cider, it's a bitter sharp cider.
Yeah, you can also actually. I'm going to refer everybody to the How to Do Everything podcast. They had a really excellent sort of breakdown of like, here's a way to talk about cider, and here's sort of the characteristics that come out of cider in relation to apples. So I'm not going to double up on content and, in fact, just going to be like, go listen to that. That was an excellent episode. Check it out. And we will post it on the blog.
DoomToFailPodcast.blogspot.com. All right.
All right.
Well, with that, go listen to that. We'll be right back and loop back to us. Okay, we're back here on the Doom to Fail podcast. We've been talking about cider, and we've gone about just every which way you can make it, how it's like wine, how it's like beer, how do you grow it, oh my god. Don't like that.
Osh bagosh.
Sure. But just sort of as a nice digestive to counter the aperitif we had earlier.
But it's not a digestif, it's a digestive.
Yeah, apparently. I don't know. One thing got anglicized and one thing remained French. I don't know. At any rate, we'll be talking about... it's like I'm starting the show all over again. We wanted to talk about Johnny Appleseed, because this is actually an interesting story. So, this is a myth, right? This is up there with Paul Bunyan and the Babe the Blue Ox, right?
Yes.
It's a great American story.
Yes. I'm immune to lead-ins, Tim. It's my superpower.
Your first bullet is he did exist. It's not a myth.
It's not a myth, Tim. He did exist.
Great.
The story says, I'm talking now. Just like the story says.
I wouldn't talk for 5 minutes, and now I'm talking. This is how conversation works. I listen to your monologue, and then my time is my time. You will have 30 seconds for rebuttal afterwards.
Oh my god.
Jeez.
All right, you got the yellow light. It's saying you gotta hurry up.
All right.
Your time is almost over.
Just like the story says, he went around planting seeds, and he was also quite Christian, so he was also spreading news fresh from heaven. Actually a pretty interesting guy. I'd recommend checking out his biography, which we will provide a link to on the blog. So his name was Johnny Appleseed, so he went around planting seeds, so obviously those were cider apples that he was growing.
Oh, yeah, because you have to make grafting otherwise.
Yes.
And he was roaming. He didn't have time to graft.
No.
That's agriculture. He was a wanderer.
Exactly. So he's just throwing seeds everywhere, reading the word of God, and growing cider apples. So he would come to a community, probably with some cider that he had from some apples that he had grown, or Applejack, which is actually apple brandy.
Yes, I learned about that. Very traditional. Very
yes,
traditional.
Very traditional. Did it make you think of Applejack cereal?
No, it
and
actually
how that
made
got
me
named.
Think of. Oh, I don't know. Marketing departments.
Hmm, okay.
It made me think of the time my uncle told us all how to make Applejack at Thanksgiving when I was like 6. Like, he was telling me and like my sister, who's a couple years older. And that's when we learned.
That's great.
He's fun.
Yeah, so he comes with on the frontier, bringing cider to people, making a little bit of money that way, but mostly just sort of being a good guy. And then Prohibition comes, and these trees suddenly are useless, so they're cut down for development, because we're trying to develop the frontier, and we need this land for ranching or whatever. Or it's arable land, so we should grow something useful on it.
Yeah, at least grow culinary apples.
Exactly.
At a minimum. Yeah.
That's what the apple industry decided to do. And so that's why today, U.S. cider is commonly made from culinary apples. And we think of cider as being a very sweet drink, as opposed to the dry, very dry drink it is when it's made
yeah.
from cider apples.
I actually have a friend of mine in college made cider, like, actually, like, with a press and everything. He had the whole thing down. It was pretty cool. And I tried it, and we were like, I don't think this is cider. This is, like... You sure this isn't like apple wine or like something?
Really? Was it too sweet?
No, it was not sweet at all. Oh. It was as though wine had been made from apples.
Interesting.
Yeah, because he didn't sweeten it at all. All the sugar gets consumed by the yeast and turned into alcohol. Right. And I think he was using cider apples. So
interesting.
There you go.
There it is.
All right. Well,
cool.
That's our little talk about cider. I hope we all learned something interesting. I think that Johnny Appleseed thing is really cool.
He's a good guy.
It's an interesting idea, yeah. Just wander, spreading seeds.
Could not happen today. That's a shame.
Yeah, it's true. And then also, I like the connection, because, you know, cider has the same sort of thing as many monasteries in Europe, making cider to support the abbey.
That's true.
Away we go with connections! And tune in next week to talk about more connections when we talk about tea. Cooking with Tim and Catherine. I know it's another drink, but it's not part of the happy hour milieu. And tea's pretty interesting, too. So we'll be doing that. Tune in soon. Have a killer week. Go ahead, give yourself some thoughts. Think about one thing you might like to improve, and then try to do it. You know?
Yeah.
Why not?
Why not?
There's always room for just a little bit better. Hey.
Push yourself.
Things are great already, but why not shoot for
hard.
The stars?
Push yourself and love yourself.
You know what? Right here, I think just then, we more or less summed up life, right? And with that, we'll be back next week on Doomed to Fail. That's Catherine Kogert over there.
And Tim Dobbs over here.
Bye.
Bye.
Take me home, I'm feeling stressed. Put down your phone and I'll tell you what's happening next. Honey, you're passing the test. She sees what she wants to see.